Okay, Rav Avram Shor, Shlita, Halakach Valibuv. He put this volume out about 6 years ago. So let's see. Ko Savarchu Lahamshich Bracha Be'ezah Matzev Shehim. Okay, let's see what it means. Kasav B'Sefer Imre Emes. The third Gera Rebbe explained. Shabirchas Kohanim Haisa B'Sharsha Al Yedei Aaron HaKohen. Right, of course, all of the Kohanim give us brachos, charged with the opportunity to bless the Jewish people. Ba'ahava, right, with great love. But really, it's primarily rooted in the ultimate Kohen, the root of all Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol. And the ultimate Kohen Gadol was Aharon HaKohen. Shaya Oev HaSabrios. How did the Kohanim bless the Jewish people? What's the bracha they make? They bless the Jewish people. Ba'ahava, right? And who is the here, come around. And who is the greatest example of someone who loved Jews? Aharon HaKohen, who was Oev HaSabrios, Umakarvan LaTorah. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, he loved people and he brought them close to Torah. It's interesting. The phrase "oivas habrios," the way the Balatanya explains it, "brios" means like just a creature. He loves creatures. Right? It's like not like a nice winner. Everyone, anything, ba'asher husham, like wherever you are. You know, I don't only love. I was reading a sefer over Shabbos that Baal Shem Tov said about himself, if people would understand that I love the lowest Jew. Right, like so much more so than people who think they love Jews love like the greatest Jew, meaning the Avos Yisrael, the Baal Shem Tov was a Jew is a Jew. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Maybe the Tzadi and the Kisvei.
The Tzadi and the Kisvei, exactly. That awesome love for any bria, right? Oiv is a brios. I love beings. I love people. I love creatures. I love anyone. That was Aaron HaKohen, and especially towards his fellow Jews, he loved people and he was makarvan latorah. The Rabim Heshiv Me'avon, and he brought back many people from sin. The Kohen Gadol wears numerous special garments, but the garment that most defines, I guess, the entire structure of the Kohen Gadol, right? Meaning not just the tzitz that he wears on his head, or not just the choshen that covers a part of his chest, but the part that really covers him in his, I guess, in a certain sense, in the fullness of him, is the ephod, right? V'ha ephod hayelevush midaso. The ephod was a garment of precise measure to fit the Kohen Gadol, right? The apron that he wore. The apron that, so to speak, holds together the choshen, which represents the entirety of Klal Yisrael. Each of the stones represents a different shevet. It brings together the entire Jewish people, that unifying factor. So the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, writes that ephod is Rashi Tevos, Alamda poshim derachecha. The pasuk in Tehillim, non aleph. Alamda, I will teach poshim. Poshim means someone who sins even intentionally, derachecha. To believe that the most sinful Jew can be taught to live a life of living in the presence of Hashem. And that's what Aaron HaKohen was, right? Aaron HaKohen would literally lie to people to make shalom between people. Aaron HaKohen would send messages to people that, oh, your friend Aaron says hi. My friend Aaron. Aaron HaKohen considers himself my friend. And it says in Avos Derbi Nasan, people would change their behavior because they said, I can't act like this. I'm friends with Aaron, you know. One of the greatest Jews considers me his buddy. I have to carry myself in a certain way.
Is lying for that considered okay?
Yeah, lying for a greater cause. But he had all sorts of creative techniques to show people he believed in them and to lift them up and to help them to believe in themselves. V'zeo gam kena inyin deko savarchu b'birchas kohanim. So how does birchas kohanim begin? Right? How is it introduced in Parshas Naso? The Kohanim were told, Ko Savarcho es Bnei Yisrael, Ko. So shall you bless the Jewish people. And then we have the three psukim of Birchas Kohanim, right? Yivrecha Hashem Vishmerecha, Yer Hashem Panav Elecha Vichunecha, etc. So why is it introduced with Ko? Ha'inyin, the Ko Savarcho Birchas Kohanim. What is Ko? Ko means Ko Mashmu'usa Ko. Kamo Shu'ata, right? Ko means like, it is, right? Why is it so? Ko, it is. As it is, you shall bless the Jewish people. What does that mean, ko? The way he's explaining it, what the Imre Emes meant, was that what? Exactly as it is. Afal pishu achshov. Bishafal hamadrega. Even though right now it's not particularly impressive, you look at a Jew, again, who's going through a dark time, who needs to be taught the proper path, alamda poishim darachecha, right? Like Aaron represented, that willingness to look at a person wherever he is and to see the goodness in him, hapachos shebepchusim, the lowest of the low, im kol zeh, ko sevarchu. That's what it's saying to the Kohanim. Ko, as a Jew is, you have to learn to love him. You have to bless him ba'ava. Ko, however he is, tevarchu. That's how that was who Aaron HaKohen was. Aaron HaKohen was always lifting people up. That's why how we introduced to the menorah in Parshas Baal Oscha. When it says that Aaron's going to be the one to light the menorah, when you lift up the candle, why lift up the candles? What's a ner? Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. Right? You're the candle. So Aaron's whole avoda is what? Bahaloscha, to lift up. The simple reason is there's steps leading up to the menorah, but the idea is that just like a candle is always trying to jump higher, if you look at a person's body, their body sometimes is pulling them down, right? There's a gravitational pull of the world that's literally trying to pull them down. But the neshama is a flame, and a flame is always trying to jump up. That's why dafka we light the Ner Chanukah, the optimal place to light the menorah is actually in a very low place. Right? Ideally between 3 and 10 tefachim. Again, many people light in the window nowadays, but ideally it was by your doorway between 3 and 10 tefachim. Not all the way on the floor, a little bit up off the floor, but below 10 tefachim. The Gemara says in Sukkah that Hashem's Shechina never comes below 10 tefachim. So we're dafka going into a place, right, on the left side of the door, in the dark, so to speak. Everything that represents Midat Hadin and all negativity and all the things, all the reasons you would think like this is not a place where a flame can shine, and dafka in that place we shine. So, but it takes a person like an Aaron, a Kohen, again, Al Yedei Kohanecha, right? The whole miracle of Hanukkah took place through the efforts of the Kohanim. But again, if you look at really the essence of what Kohanim do, they bless the Jewish people. And the way they bless is Ko, as you are, Tivarcho. I believe in you and I bless you. Also, like we said this morning, what does the word bracha mean, right? Beis, resh, chaf. Multiples, right? So it means I look at a person and I say, I know there's more there. You can look at it with, oh, what you see is what you get. No. Ko tevarchu, right? As he is, accept him as he is, but also tevarchu, help him to multiply, help him to become better. But it takes the eyes of Aaron HaKohen to be able to see a person in that way. Okay? V'hine, gam b'chanukah yesh koach zeh, umarumas b'chanukah, chanukko, right? Chanukah, ko sevarchu. Hainu kamo shehem. I think the Beis Yisrael, I think the fourth Gei Rebbe actually made this point. The Chanukah is chanukko, right? To have a certain confidence, ko, as it is. To believe in yourself as you are. That doesn't mean we're satisfied. Not about satisfied. The flame is always jumping higher. But to say, even wherever I am, I have a connection to Hashem. And Aaron HaKohen's whole mission statement was to help Jews to believe that about themselves, to see that. Hainu kamo shehem. Shezachu lebechinas menucha hamerumas bechanu gam ko b'shval hamadrega. What does chanu mean? Right? We always turn to chanu chafeh. They rested on the 25th. Right? Chanu means that they rested. What does resting mean? Resting means a certain equilibrium of spirit, a certain yishuv hadas, menucha sanefesh. I'm at ease, right? Well, why am I at ease if I'm on such a low level? The answer is, because even when a Jew is on a low level, a Jew is a Jew. In my worst moments, I could still say, I'm still Hashem's child. That's worth something. That should give a person a sense of calmness. Again, not that I stop there. I don't rest there. It doesn't end there. My religious growth doesn't stop there. But to be in a state of menucha, even wherever I am, b'shval ha-madreg, even in a low place. And then he says, Chanukah chaser vav, Chanukah spelled without the vav, as it sometimes is, often is actually. Chanukah spelled without the vav, yesh l'ramiz, shafilu b'matzav shel ko, even when I'm in a situation of ko, again, ko is representing like, it is what it is, right? It's not great. It just is. Hainu kamo shehem, however it is, b'matzavam hashveila nasuchein. Be'enei ha-makom, right? Chanukah is chein chafei. So you look at yourself and say, Ko, it is what it is. I'm not a great Jew. And Hashem says, what do you mean? Chein. I see chein in you. What is chein? Chein means, chein's not something that's easy to define, right? Noach matza chein be'enei Hashem. What's so great about Noach? Noach matza chein. It means a certain favor. Hashem, why do you favor me? Come on, let's look at the facts. Ko, I'm just a plain guy. Hashem says, no, that's not how I see it. I don't see it like that. Hashem sees something more. In the eyes of Hashem, Nasuchein, even in the place of Ko. Sha'adim yiyeh be'eza matzav shu, whatever situation a person is in, says Rav Shor, ben ko, whether it's like this or whether it's like that, right? Another way to say this, and again, it's also a Hanukkah concept, but I'll just say it without really tying it into Hanukkah properly. The Gemara has a whole machlokas in Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav. Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. We are the children of Hashem. Do we have to earn Hashem's love, or are we God's children regardless of our behavior? Rabbi Yehuda says, if you act like a child of Hashem, then you're called the child of Hashem. Rabbi Meir says, Ben Kach U Ben Kach Kriyin Banim. Right? Ben Kach U Ben Kach. Regardless, ben kach u ben kach, whatever it is, you're Hashem's child, right? It's again, kach happens to be a Hanukkah word. I can't go into it now. There's no time. But it's the same idea. Like ben kach u ben kach, like whatever it is, Korean bottom, you're Hashem's child. You're Hashem's child. So Chanukah, ko, it is what it is. So Hashem says, right. But ben ko, again, that's what reminded me of it. We paskin like Rabbi Meir. We hold. Proper Jewish thought tells us that, yes, that bein kach u bein kach, regardless of our behavior, a Jew is a Jew. Again, people who are, you know, sometimes shallow will say, oh, so like, it doesn't matter what you do? No one's saying that, right? No one's saying you shouldn't strive to grow. Again, the flame that Chanukah represents is Mosif V'Holdeth. The whole thing is about growing. But there has to be a confidence that I'm worthy of growing, that God holds of me, God believes in me, Hashem holds of me, Hashem looks at me with an asiyas chen, with favorable eyes. Im kol zeh efshar lisa chen, regardless of my behavior, regardless of where I'm holding, it's possible for me to be found favorable, ulis alus be'ilu hayamim, and to actually grow from that place. Okay, top of the left column. Ukedi isa b'svar makadoshim, psilos ushmanim she'in madlikin behen b'shabis, madlikin behen b'chanukah. Right, we find in many sefer chasidus, it's a halacha, wicks and oils, psilos ushman, wicks and oils that you can't use for Shabbos candles, to be disqualified for Shabbos candles because they don't burn bright enough or clear enough or last long enough. Madlikin behen b'chanukah. You're allowed to use those candles. You're allowed to use those candles, those wicks. You're allowed to use them when? You're allowed to use them. What's the pshat? What does that mean? Oil and wicks that don't burn bright enough for Shabbos, burn bright enough for Chanukah. Shabbos is the heights of spiritual time, right? Everything comes from Shabbos. Shabbos is higher in halacha than Yom Kippur. It's the highest. So on Shabbos, in order to have a place, you need to be a certain type of oil, shemen, a certain type of neshama, you need to be a certain type of wick. You need to present yourself in a way that's bright and illuminated and quality. On Chanukah, we allow those oils and we allow those wicks. V'atam she'ein madlikin be'ilu haneiros b'shar yimos hashana. The reason we don't typically allow these wicks and oils the rest of the year, meaning on Shabbos, b'bnei sha'or misach sechben, because the flame is flickering. It looks like it's going to go out. V'einu ochez yafe. It doesn't grab hold, right? The oil and the wick, they don't come together properly. But on Chanukah, we allow it. Why do we allow it on Chanukah? Haneiros halalu. Remez l'ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Again, these neiros, when we talk about candles, we're talking about the ultimate candle, which is the soul of man. Le'elu ha'nishamos shebishar yimos hashana eino or shalhem ne'achazim yafeh. So a Jew who says, Shabbos is such a lofty day, I don't feel the connection to it. And yet, when it comes to Chanukah, that same Jew has a menorah in his window. He may not even keep Shabbos. But that menorah, he's got the menorah. Why? Ve'ein madlikim behem Shehem b'shvala madrega, right? Meaning Shabbos doesn't click with them because their soul is not ready for it. They're not connected deeply to it. Im kol zeh b'chanukah madlikim behem. But those oils and wicks, which normally are disqualified, they have a place on Chanukah. Maybe you could say it differently. Usually we say the Zavart as if to say, like, that this Jew, right, who's not so refined, he has a place on Chanukah. But maybe let's look at it from Chanukah's perspective. Why does Chanukah make space for this Jew? I mean, why does this Jew feel he has the space on Chanukah? Because if Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Aaron HaKohen, right? Aaron HaKohen can look at a Jew who's like flickering a little bit, where the wick is, you know, not so strong, and he can say that you're fine, you're going to be fine, right? I mean, on Shabbos we're nervous, I don't know if this wick's going to go out. Chanukah says there's no such thing as a neshama going out. You can be the lowest neshama in the world, you'll come back around. Shabbos expects a certain, you know, level to enter into Shabbos. Right? But on Chanukah, Chanukah gives a person that chizuk to say, even if it's flickering, it's fine. In fact, what's the halacha on Chanukah? What happens if it actually goes out?
You're fine.
Yeah. You filled the mitzvah. You light the candle, it goes out a minute later, right? Kavsa ein zakukla. Kavsa ein zakukla. If it goes out, you're not obligated to relight it. Why? Right? Because you believe it's fine. It's like Tchias HaMesim we were talking about earlier in the week, right? Like, when it's dead, it's not actually dead. It's always going to make a comeback. It's going to be fine.
Rob, do you think the menorah has like a spiritual DNA? Like you always mentioned that with like...
For sure.
Sacrificing your life, you think like Aaron HaKohen... Like,
for sure. Aaron HaKohen, yes. Aaron HaKohen,
people, like,
because he connected to everyone, his mitzvah, that's a nice way to say it. His mitzvah is connected to everyone.
Yeah.
Probably the most identifiably Jewish symbol. The menorah, right? Ask anyone in New York City. Ask any person on the street, what is this? Everyone knows what a menorah is. Everyone knows what it is. Right? And it corresponds to again, that Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. That's a nice remez. What's the gematria of the word menorah? You'll know what it is right away when you see it.
301.
It's 301. What's 301?
We did this moment divided by two.
Ish. Oh, yeah. We just did this.
Menorah is ish, right? Menorah is gematria ish. Menorah is saying gematria is ish. But I saw in the Sefer Ohelei Shem from Shem Klingberg, who was a tzaddik who was killed in the Holocaust, he says, I never checked it precisely, but he says that Aaron's name appears in the Torah 301 times. Aaron's name appears in the Torah 301 times because Aaron is, his whole essence is the menorah. His whole essence is Esh. And again, the nature of fire is to rise up. And that's what he does. He doesn't just lift himself up, but he's always lifting people up. That's what he does. And that's the Kohanim. They bless people. Kosevarchu. They bless people ba'ava. Right? With real love. In fact, the halacha is a Kohen who tries to perform Birchas Kohanim. If he doesn't love the people, then he's disqualified. Right? He has to have genuine feelings of love towards the people. And really, it's a reciprocal relationship. The people have to love him in order for it to work. If a Kohen says, oh, there's a guy in the shul who I don't like, so I'm going to have everyone in mind except for him, he can't do that. It's a violation of his responsibility as a Kohen. So again, so these neshamos that can't be kindled the rest of the year, b'chanukah madlikim bam, Chanukah we can light with them. Shezeh segulas hazman dechanu ko, that there's a certain chanu, a certain confidence, and a yishuv hadas with ko, bein ko, bein ko, wherever you are. Be'ez a shiflus shehu, chen ko, efshar lisa chen. There's a chen, there's a beauty found in any situation. Okay, next paragraph. So again, just like in that period of time when Hashem actually made the Chanukah miracle, Shaharbim miklal Yisrael hayum misyavnim uveshval hamatzav shafal hamatzav. Just like in the actual historical period of Chanukah, there were many Jews who had strayed very far. They had become Hellenists. They had adopted the Yavan mentality. V'rak ma'atim hayu mibnei chashmonoi hakohanim. And the only, you know, those who were fighting on behalf of the Jewish people were a handful of Kohanim. How many people? How many people were fighting? It's a Rashi in...
like six verses.
It's a Rashi in... Mizos HaBracha. Rashi says 13. Right, 13 is Gematria Ava.
And one of them was the...
And they were Kohanim.
One of them was a Kohen Gadol, though.
And one of them...
So he's the one that brings them all to...
Okay. So they were Kohanim. It was Dafka Kohanim fighting with a love and belief that it doesn't matter how few we are, it doesn't matter how lowly the nation has become. Again, no one's happy with that. Right? Chassidus is not coming to say we like that. Chassidus is coming to say, Afal Pichein, if that's where we're holding, it's going to be okay. Ein Shum Yeyesh Bo'olam Klal. That's what Rabbi Nachman's saying. Nachman's not saying, oh, it's great that everyone's on such a low level. He's saying, if you're on a low level, I'm going to pick you up. I'm not going to give up on you. I'm not going to lose Jews. Right? Despite the fact that there were so few Jews who were still fighting for what was right, but those handful of Kohanim dafka, Ayidei Kohanim Gedolim b'nei Chashmonai, those great Kohanim, were able to what? To create that revolution. She'eshpiu mibirchas ko sevarcho l'chol b'nei Yisrael. When they blessed the Jewish people, right? Ko sevarcho, they were saying to the Jews, yeah, right now you look a little bit Greek, but I believe that you're going to come back around. And for someone who's struggling in their religiosity, to tell them, you have a place, is the biggest chizuk in the world. Keinu bezman hazeh b'yemei Chanukah. So that's what happens every Chanukah. And again, it's a you know, historical, sociological reality. You just see people that connect, the Jews who don't do much else, feel a connection to Chanukah. Because Chanukah feels a connection to them. Okay, top of the next side of the page. Next column. V'zeh shenemar la'aron ha-kohen ba'avodas hadlakas ha-menorah. And this is what it says when you have to just understand the juxtaposition of the two parts of the Torah, right? Parshas Naso. What happens in Naso? In Parshas Naso, the Nesiim, the tribal leaders of each tribe, brings a special offering. Who is excluded? Sheva Levi. And Aaron feels left out. So Hashem says, Aaron, don't feel left out. Don't feel left out. You're going to get something that's going to be even more special. What is it? The menorah. Okay? So in that context, it says, with regard to Hadlakas HaMenorah, what does it say? Shelcha gedola mishelahem. Right? That which you have is what? Is gedola mishelahem. Is greater than what they have. Meaning what? Sha'ata meitiv umadlik asaneros. Because you're going to have the opportunity to be meitiv umadlik asaneros. It's interesting. I'm just realizing now. What does meitiv asaneros mean? What's hatav asaneros? Hadlakas asaneros is lighting it. What's meitiv? What's hatav asaneros? Hatavas haneros is the preparing of the neros, but a big part of that preparing is what? Is in preparation for lighting the menorah today, I have to clean out the cups from yesterday, right? So hatavas haneros really is like it's a cleansing process. It's taking out all the burnt wicks and fixing the and putting a new wick in its place and showing that it can burn bright again, right? So Aaron, you have the special job of what? Of both sort of cleaning the neros, cleaning those things that are not as refined as they need to be, and then kindling. What does that mean? Neros hainu haneshamos. You have the ability to take those neshamos, shemativam umezachacham, right? You have the ability to be meitiv as haneros, to cleanse them, to cleanse them and to refine them. Kamo kein bezman hazeh, and that's what we feel on Chanukah. Chanukah is a yontov that feels in the deepest way, it believes in us, it gives us a chance. Havodahu lezachich nishmasenu ulahadlikam vazman mukhshar b'syata d'shmaya b'yamim elo. These are very precious days where we can take advantage of these things. Just realizing now, nice remes that I never thought of before, right? Because he says Aaron is given the mitzvah not just hadlakas minora. We light minora. We light a menorah. Aaron lit hadlakas ha-menorah, the menorah, right? The menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. Chanukah, part of what we're fighting for is our soul, right? And that's why the Greeks were so obsessed with the body. That whole notion of Greek beauty and the nudity and all the things that represented the over-sexualization of their culture, all of that was very, I mean, on the one hand, they were great intellectuals and their contribution in terms of philosophy and arts and all of the, you know, soulful types of development, right, of progress in society, there's a lot there. But it was also, on the flip side, there was a great focus on physical beauty, right, and physicality. So the Sfarim say that the gematria of Chanukah is the same gematria as the word guf. Right? Because we're made up of guf, we're made up of neshama. What am I really? Who am I really? If I ask you, what are you? What am I? I'm a neshama. I don't have a neshama. Like I think I once heard from Rabbi Abraham J. Tversky, your Rebbe. So Rabbi Tversky said one time, he said, he's not the only one to say this line, but it's a nice line. Right? I don't have a neshama, I am a neshama. That's me. That's the part of me that's eternal. My guf, I can lose myself in my guf. My guf is misleading. So Chanukah is gematria guf. Why? It's the opposite, right? It's the zeh l'umas zeh. Right? There's always that balance of power. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov that says, be a candle, be a neshama, don't be a guf. Right? What's the difference in gematria between guf and neshama?
That's 395
is neshama.
395,
and we said 89. Yeah. So what is it? 306. Hamenorah. Hamenorah, right? And minorah is gematria esh, but hamenorah is the difference between body and the neshama. So it's through the process when you take your physical body and you light that menorah, right? when the guf comes in contact with the menorah, right? Then you become a neshama. Then that candle tells you Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Okay, small little reference. Okay, let's just do. You guys want to do one more little piece? Got time for one more little piece? Okay, just go back to the first page for a second. So there's two little. I brought two little volumes here. These are both from Rav Avram Shor. This volume was put out in 6 years ago. And this one was put out 5 years ago. The first, the priest we just learned was from the volume from 6 years ago, which is just on Hanukkah. And this other volume is Hanukkah and also a couple like other random short ma'amarim. But it was put out by someone on the occasion of a family simcha. And whoever put it out wrote a little Dvar Torah at the beginning. But it's an awesome Dvar Torah. So I don't really know who Shimon Lefkowitz is. But he's the one who wrote this. And he thanks Rosh Hashor. I guess he davens in Rosh Hashor's base. But they'll see in a second. Okay, Dvarim Achadim L'Regal HaSimcha Mo'ano. Right, on the occasion of the wedding, I want to share a couple of words. Isa B'Gemara Shabbos Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Just very quickly. Amar B'Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Hamadlik Ner Shal Chanukah Tzarech L'Varech. Right? Okay, you make a bracha. Mayim B'Varech, what bracha do you make? Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. Okay. V'hinei Hariva V'Haran Kosvu. We have a rule about making brachos. It's a whole discussion in Psachim Dav Zayin, and that is, when do I say al, and when do I say le? Right? Sometimes by a mitzvah I say al, netilas yadayim. Sometimes I say le hadlik ner shel Chanukah, or ner Chanukah, whatever your nusach is. So when do I say al, when do I say le? And how does that, you know, teaches about the essence of each mitzvah. So here the mitzvah is, the bracha is, lehadlik ner Chanukah. So let's see. So the Riva and the Ran say, here's the klal. Al mitzvah she'efshar lasos ayidei shliach mevarchim b'lashon al. If it's a mitzvah that can be fulfilled by someone else, you say al. Al hamila, right? Al hamila. I appoint a moel to do it on my behalf. Lo lamol. The mila yachalakayim al yidei shliach hamawal. The mawal is the one who does the mitzvah for me. Can I ask someone, you know, I'm feeling tired this morning. You know, Max, can you put on tefillin for me? Right? Not help me put on my tefillin because like my arm is injured. Can you get up this morning? I'll stay in bed. You put on tefillin. Have me in mind. Right? Of course not. So therefore, al mitzvah shetzarach la'asos dafka al yidei atzmo, a mitzvah that you need to do yourself, mevarchin belamid. You have to say le, right? Kegon tefillin. On tefillin we say, lechoniach tefillin, velo al hanachas tefillin. Because you can't appoint a shliach to wear tefillin for you. Okay, so that's one way to understand the le versus the al. V'hikshu arishonim, so the rishonim ask al klal zeh, they ask about this rule. Hold on a second. The Roshim Sachim, where I told you the sugya comes up, asks the question, harei b'bracha shon ner Chanukah, mivarchim lehadlik ner Chanukah, or halik ner shel Chanukah. We don't say al halakas ner Chanukah, but in a sense, why don't we say al? Afal pishi acholim lekayim a mitzvah yidei shliach. Do you need to light your own menorah? You need to light your own menorah. Mitzvahs ner Chanukah, the basic mitzvah is what? Ner ishu beisa. Right? The head of the household can light for everyone. Depending, Sephardi, Ashkenazi, Mahadrim and Mahadrim, different sheep, but there's no question that someone can light the menorah for someone else. I've been lighting the menorah for my wife since we got married. Right. She doesn't light her own menorah.
But you can't have someone, like, you have to be part of the bias. You, like, you can't have just...
Okay, okay.
Yeah. And if you're not part of the bias, you could buy in.
Okay. Let's see. Right. V'tirei tarash, so says the Rosh, shekev ansha derech lahadlik ba'atzmo mishum chavivas haneis harei ze nechshav shedavar kedavar she'i'ef shal asos al yedei shliach. Amazing idea. The Rosh says, you're right. Really make a din, we do find shlichas by Ner Chanukah. We do have to clarify, you're just correct, we have to clarify exactly who is eligible and how they're eligible to be, you know, a messenger or a shliach to light on behalf of someone else, to be designated in that way. However, the Rosh says most people light their own menorah, right? Certainly the practice of many is mahadrim and mahadrim, that each person lights their own menorah. And therefore, says the Rosh, even though, yes, this is a mitzvah that can be done through a shliach, but because Jews love the mitzvah so much and usually opt to choose to light their own menorah, so therefore it's ki'ilu, it's as if it's a mitzvah that can't be done by someone on your behalf. So he says, Chazinan, sheyesh inyan b'miyuchad b'mitzvahs ner Chanukah, yosem mishar mitzvos, la'asos ha'mitzvah yedei atzmeinu. So you see that on Chanukah, perhaps maybe more so than by other mitzvahs, there's something about the mitzvah that everyone wants to feel that they can do it. Right? There's a certain chavivus, a certain desirable nature to this mitzvah. Machmas chavivus hanes. Whether it's the awesome feeling that Hashem did this amazing miracle for me, for Klal Yisrael, umibli li nasein l'shliach la'asoso. And therefore, I don't want to outsource this mitzvah. You know what you can compare it to? I just realized. What can you compare it to? Modim d'Rabbanan. The Avudraham, Rav David Avudraham, one of the Rishonim, late Rishon, says, why do we say Modim d'Rabbanan? When the Chazan is saying, I'm doing a lot of Chazan, you know, trying to do a little Sephardi for you guys. The Chazan, right, is praying on behalf of the Tzibur. So he says all the brachos when he repeats the Shmona Esrei, right? Why am I chanting along for Modim? And the Avudraham says a beautiful vart, which plays itself out into our practice, which is what? You can't appoint a shliach to say thank you for you. You can't send someone else to say thank you for you. So when it comes to Modim, you're saying thank you? You can't tell someone else to say thank you for it. You have to say thank you yourself. It has to be heartfelt. It has to come from that person. What is Chanukah? Chanukah is the ultimate holiday of Thanksgiving, of saying thanks. Lahodos ulahalel, right? We say halal 8 days of Chanukah, full halal. It's the ultimate, it's the Yom Tov of Lahodos ulahalel, as the Gemara calls it. It's the days of Hodah and halal. So therefore, just like Modim d'Rabbanan can't be done by someone on my behalf, in a certain sense, lighting a menorah, it can, in a halachic sense can, but there's a desire, I want to say thank you to Hashem myself. V'yesh lefarish oh, so he goes a step further, two lines from the bottom. V'yesh lefarish oh, tam l'sibas hakvada lasos mitzvahs ner Chanukah dafka al yedei atzmeinu. But I'll tell you another reason, a little bit further, why people are inspired to light the menorah themselves. Dehine klal Yisrael, turn the page, avru kama galios. The Jewish people have gone through many exiles. Uvegemara biyoma tesam edbeis.
The first temple was destroyed because of the three big averos, right? Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim. Why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Sinas Chinam. Where is Galus Yavan? Aval Galus Yavan, where the Chanukah story takes place, the Greek exile, lo matzinu bechazal shepirshu lama era Galus Yavan v'tumas HaMikdash shenigram al yadam. What caused the Greeks to get the upper hand over us, to temporarily destroy the second Beis HaMikdash, or to defile the second Beis HaMikdash? What's that about? It's not so clear in Chazal. The Bach, in his commentary on the Tur, the Bach writes a very interesting and sad explanation. Kasav HaBach, She'ikr HaGezeira Haisa, Biglal She'israshlu Ba'avoda. You know why Hashem took away the Beis HaMikdash? Because we were lazy about the Beis HaMikdash. We took it for granted. We weren't appreciative of the Beis HaMikdash. And when you take something for granted, how do I get back an appreciation for it? I don't have it. When it's taken away, all of a sudden I really want it, right? V'lechein b'glal zeh nigzar she'tisbatal mehem avodu b'Beis HaMikdash. So because they took the Beis HaMikdash for granted, and the Kohanim themselves, who in Chazal, what does it always say about Kohanim? Kohanim are zrizim. Kohanim are the very opposite of the menorah, Eish, it's always on fire, it's passionate, it's excited. When a person becomes bored, Hashem says, okay, I'll take it away until you cry and fight for it, until you're ready to be moser nefesh for it. So now we understand, he says, last paragraph for today, will the fiza move on, lama dafka v'mitzvahs ner Chanukah nisraglu klal Yisrael lasos ha-mitzvah yidei atzman v'lo yidei shliach. So now we understand a bit more, again, why is it that Jews, right, want to be involved in this mitzvah? Really, the bracha could be al. But we say, no, we say lehadlik. Implying that what? Implying as if it can't be done by a shliach. Because Chanukah is a yom to where everyone wants to be involved. And like we learned before, everyone has a right to be involved. Even the lowest Jew has to feel, my candle can be kindled. Even if I'm a wick that on Shabbos and Yom Tov is not solid enough. It's not consistent enough. It's flickering. I once heard from Rav Weinberger, he told this story. He said when the Satmar Rebbe first came to America, he said he was one time walking in New York City, and he saw he passed a kosher delicatessen, you know, which is probably not super kosher, and they had one of these light up signs in the window that said, you know, like one of these neon signs that like kosher, but the sign like wasn't working well, so it was like flashing. So he's like, it's kosher, it's not kosher, it's kosher, it's not kosher, it's not. And now it's kosher, now it's not kosher. Like, you know, he said, and there's some Jews like that, you know? Like one minute, like, yeah, good Jew, and like a little bit, you know, candle's a little bit out. But those are the Hanukkah candles, can be a candle that's flickering, that's struggling. But we still say, oh, so I need Aaron to light the menorah for me? No, lehadlik, you light the menorah for yourself. Believe you can light the menorah. That's what it's a beautiful secret found just in the bracha of the menorah. Lehadlik. As if it can't be done with a shliach. Lehadlik. I'm not too lazy to do it myself. I don't need to outsource it to someone else. V'hainu acharei shiro chashivas havoda. When they realized what a sad thing it was that they lost the Beis HaMikdash because of their laziness and lack of attentiveness. And Hashem made the whole place tamei. K'moshe eira al yidei ha-yavanim. The Yavanim came and destroyed it. L'chein ratzu letakin as inyan zeh. They wanted to fix this. And how does Klal Yisrael show that we're not lazy? We do mahajim and mahajim. We do the best possible way. And we try to get as many people involved. And we say halel, full halel each and every day. Right? It's like a modim derabanan. You can't have someone else do it for you. V'yisraglu l'kayim avodah shal mitzvahs ner Chanukah dafka yidei atzman v'lo al yidei shliach. We do it ourselves, not through a shliach. Open up a Shulchan Aruch. What's the halacha for lighting the menorah? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara has three tracks. Ner Yishu Beiso. Ner l'kol echad v'echad. Mahajim and mahajim. Open up a Shulchan Aruch. What are you going to find? Mahajim. One track. Mahajim and mahajim. How exactly do you do that? Sfaradim, Ashkenazim. But everyone's on the best track. The lichat chila track. No one's trying to get by on Chanukah. Why? Because Chanukah says to a Jew, you can do awesome things. And Chanukah, I see a chain in you, even if you're a koko, you're like a so-so kind of Jew. And then the person who wrote this says our father was that type of Jew. He was Mahajim and Ahajim kind of Jew. So we dedicate this volume to our father. But it's such a beautiful insight. It's just such a nuance and just the bracha that we say on the menorah. All right. No? Days are coming. Days are here. It's Rosh Chodesh tonight. Okay, Shkayach, guys. It's so nice to meet you. Yeah, it's true.